America's voice, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. I'm here to give it to you straight. Somebody's got to do it. I'm the guy. Are you ready? Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the investigation on the set in New Mexico continues where Alec Baldwin shot and killed one of the producers on the set of the movie Rust. What went wrong? Number two, the federal government collected a record haul in taxes this year, blowing away all previous years, and yet the lefties want more, a lot more. Number three, speaking of money, the cost of having that Thanksgiving feast this year will be more than at any time in American history. You heard me right. The most expensive Thanksgiving dinner in Thanksgiving history is coming your way. That's right. Joe Biden, the White House, everything's more expensive than it's ever been. Looks like things could be getting a lot worse because the inflation, the stagnant workforce, and the supply chain issues are all piling up with no end in sight. None. And that means you and I are going to pay the price if we want to have Thanksgiving dinner. Even the liberals in the major news media are losing the ability to protect the Biden administration from its own failures, including the massive increase in the cost of buying Thanksgiving dinner. Listen to him lament it all on MSNBC. Here it is.
This, and also Thanksgiving is now less than a month away. Are you ready? And it's shaping up to be the most expensive meal in the history of the holiday.
What?
Consumer group. No, you wouldn't believe it. Consumer groups say almost every ingredient in a traditional American Thanksgiving, from the disposable aluminum roasting pan to the pumpkin pie, will cost more. The supply chain crisis, trade policies, labor shortages, weather and inflation are all contributing to higher prices. Experts warn that the biggest expense this year will be the turkey. The price per pound is expected to rise above $1.36, surpassing the record benchmark price set back in 2015. You know, the grocery store right now, I mean, everything is up. I was going shopping for my daughter, and I'm like, okay, this is different than even a few months ago. Things are going, the prices are everything.
Yeah, everything is more expensive. I'm just shocked to learn that when you pump trillions of dollars into the economy and tell people, here's trillions of dollars. By the way, you don't have to use it now. Use it whenever you want. Just bring in massive boatloads of cash whenever you want it. That's how the American Rescue Plan works, of course. $1.9 trillion, it was such an emergency, you don't even have to present a plan as to how you want to spend it until 2024. Actually spending it, that's not required until 2026. Does that sound like an emergency to you? Not to me. An emergency is, my gosh, I need money right now to pay this month's mortgage. If I don't get the car fixed today, I can't go to work tomorrow. That's an emergency. Saying, well, gosh, I'm going to have all this money, and if I need to buy a car, say, by 2024, I'll have a plan by then. And then I'll buy the car by 2026 so I can get to work then. There it is. There's the mentality we're dealing with. It's not an emergency. It's an emergency only propagated by the Democrats and the media. The places that we need assistance, not getting it. The place we need assistance is to getting these people back behind the wheel of the 18-wheelers. To get people back in the emergency room. To get people back to work at hospitals and care centers. And restaurants. And everything else. The trucking crisis in America, by the way, it's still creating massive problems. The problem is a complete lack of drivers. I keep talking about it, but truck after truck, day after day, they sit there. Because we lost 25% of our drivers. So even if you can unload in Los Angeles, they're still going to sit there because the truck drivers aren't available. Listen to what we've got. Listen to this.
Truck after truck sits unmanned and unused in Total Transportation's Mississippi parking lot.
It's the worst that I have ever seen.
How many tractors do you have parked here because there's not a driver to fill it?
We have 910 tractors total in our fleet, and today we're sitting at this, as of this morning, where we're 47 open.
And CEO John Stomp says his worker woes are minor compared to some of his competitors. The industry is short a record 80,000 drivers, according to the American Trucking Associations, further aggravating the nation's troubled supply chain just ahead of the holiday season. Trucks in the U.S. haul 12 billion tons of freight a year.
Everything you eat, touch, wear comes from a truck, and it takes a driver in this truck to get it there.
Need a driver in the truck to get it there. By the way, a big explosion in the number of women that are driving trucks now. Real opportunity. I mean, there's real economic benefit to driving trucks. Here's one of the challenges, though. I've talked to you about it before. I'll talk to you about it again because I spent time on a factory floor yesterday in a place where steel fabrication was being completed for vehicles all over this world. But one of the problems filling jobs at that factory and jobs behind the wheel in this country is the failure to find people that can pass a drug test. Marijuana has become so prevalent, so pervasive, so available to everyone, these applicants can't pass a drug test. And many drivers that do have the job, if they get a random drug test, they fail. That's a huge problem in this country. I don't think we should change the guidelines or the specifics or the rules because I don't want the truck driver or the school bus driver to be under the influence of, well, anything, frankly. You got a truck rolling down the road, that's a 100,000-pound missile. I'd like those people to be in full control of their capacity, full control of their bodies when they go down the road, right? But that's a problem. So if people don't want to smoke weed, tons of jobs available. But if the government sends out checks and the government gives out free food stamps and the government offers free stimulus checks and checks for children, even if you don't file a tax return, the money piles up. And then where do people go? Nowhere. They don't go anywhere. They just stay home. Why not? Got a fresh bit of weed. Got cable TV. Lots of food because that was free. Rent assistance if I need it because I'm down on my luck. Can't find a job. Haven't looked for a job, of course. Down on my luck, though. Moochers and looters. Moochers and looters. Those that milk the system, and those that steal from the system. Moochers and looters. It's been described before, and well, it's being described again. Anyhow, lot to consider there. But the economy, tough place. Now listen, I'm going to have Thanksgiving dinner. I don't care what it costs. Because I'd rather do that than comply with the vaccination mandates and the other nonsense being put forth by Anthony Fauci and others. So I will tell you, as an American, Thanksgiving dinner will be served at my house with my family, 100%. All right. Yeah, don't eat too much at Thanksgiving, though. I don't want you to come back and be upset. I want you to feel good about yourself. GruberHealth.com, the place to do that. If you want to look great for the holidays, it's not too late. 20-day program available. GruberHealth.com, it's free to look. I lost almost 50 pounds back in 2018. Esquire Bob says, I still look good. Thanks, Bob. You can find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. Blood pressure, diabetes, all these things. You want to go after that stuff? Then go after how much you weigh. You know it's true. GruberHealth.com. I'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
You see it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, your well can be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million.
Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.